All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be chatting with an individual who competes at BKFC Prospect Series 1, and that goes down on August the 24th. We have Leonardo Perdomo stepping into the ring against Ryan Chow, and great getting to have Ryan on the show for the first time. How are you doing there, man?
I'm fantastic. I just got a nice little hike and about 45-minute mid-session in, feeling great, powerful, ready to swing some fists on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that, man. And just curious, just being that you're 1-0 in BKFC, like, what would you say some of the biggest differences are, like, in your approach leading into this sophomore effort as compared to, like, where you were at in terms of your skills heading into that initial BKFC fight in July of last year?
Well, after that fight in July, I locked in. All I train for now is bare knuckle, you know. That's all I think about. That's eat, breathe, sleep, you know, bare knuckle. My girlfriend told me the other day I needed to turn down the intensity a little bit, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm getting ready for war on Thursday, like, I can't turn it down, gotta get ready for violence, but we've just been completely concentrating on, you know, clinch, and just fist, and footwork, and head movement, and all that, you know.
Yeah, no, that is interesting to hear, though, just being that your last combat sports bout overall was in mixed martial arts. So interesting to hear that you're, like, prioritizing the bare knuckle more so going forward.
Yeah, leading up until the bare knuckle fight, you know, I still was even just sparring MMA and stuff. And now, you know, it's all just, all I do is fight, you know, bare knuckle rule set and just getting ready for that. That's all I care about right now. I have an eye on the prize.
Yeah, and is that, I guess, focus just rooted in, like, the growth of the sport and just really seeing, like, a certain long-term path there? Like, is it kind of that confluence?
I truly see, you know, kind of that. I would hope that, especially after my performance this coming up Thursday, you know, that they see me as a fighter they can sign, you know, for, you know, some kind of fight contract and, you know, actually be a real, you know, full-time bare-knuckle fighter. Like, I would love to be able to fight, you know, 3 to 4 times a year. This year layoff, you know, killed me, had me going crazy. I that's another thing, too. Like, with that being said, I've only been training, you know, bare-knuckle for bare-knuckle. So when MMA offers, you know, came up and such, I just, you know, I had to deny them and told them, you know, I'm waiting for bare-knuckle. Sorry, guys, you know. Got my eye on the prize, you know. It's just, that's all I wanted to concentrate on. You know, tunnel vision.
Yeah, it seems like you have wanted to return to the sport because I was seeing that circa March there, you were supposed to fight Zach Kalmus and had to withdraw from BKFC 39 there. Like, what was going on there? Was it like an injury sort of reasoning for pulling out? Or
I had a surgery, actually, in February, and I reached out, you know, just telling him, like, after I had watched Kalmus's fight, I think... that, you know, in March or something like that, he fought, like, can't remember who he fought, but he had fought that night, and I had messaged Nate Shook after the fight, you know, and I was like, I would love to fight Kalmus, and he was like, you know, we would love that too, and I didn't realize, you know, I was still kind of recovering from the surgery, but I was in camp, you know, still training and stuff, but I wasn't, you know, full go yet. I hadn't had doctor's orders to be released, you know, for full on sparring and all that. When I think they set it up because they were that excited about the fight. So I'm hoping, you know, we get that fight back. That's definitely the name. If I knock out Leonardo, you know, Perdomo Thursday night, Zach Kalmus is going to be coming out my mouth for sure. Nothing against him. I'm actually a big fan, truly. Like, I am a fan of the man. I just truly think we would put on, you know, fireworks, fight of the year kind of fight.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who's
looking ahead too far, you know, definitely Perdomo's on the radar first, but, you know, that's future plans.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, man, focused on this next one for sure. And we were kind of talking about your MMA experience a bit before, and just nearly a dozen fights across amateur and pro there, at least per Tapology, and you're talking about, like, making the focus more so on bare knuckle now. So I guess, what does that look like? Like, obviously the grappling and leg kicks and some of those facets are, you know, subverted from the camp, but just how different does, like, bare knuckle preparations and kind of pursuing that path look as compared to maybe how you curated your camps for MMA fights?
Um, uh,
especially this camp, I implemented going out to the local, like, forest area, hiking area, and running up, you know, just running and putting in the road work and really working on that explosiveness. With it only being, you know, 2-minute rounds, you got to really have that explosiveness and just be able to go for 10 minutes straight. You know, where in MMA, you know, you can kind of wrestle and, you know, take a break. Bare knuckle, there is no breaks, or at least I don't want to fight with no breaks. I want to be able to throw punches, you know, for 10 minutes straight, pedal to the metal, you know, as hard and as fast as I can go for 10 minutes straight, you know. With that being said, too, I've been punching trees, you know, just if I run past a tree, I'll randomly be like, you're talking shit, and, you know, just jump on a tree, you know, and that kind of, you know, training, getting the knuckles harder, because that was, my hands were definitely a little sore after the last fight, but I think, you know, I've prepped enough with that knowledge, you know, just on even just bare knuckle punching the bag, you know, stuff like that. And then really just instead of the wrestling, you know, and we do, you know, 15 rounds straight of like boxing style with the clinch work, you know, of boxing, and then I'll do 5 rounds of mitts of just power afterwards, you know. I've puked, I think, 8 times this camp. About every time we've pushed, you know, to do a fight simulation, I push myself to break in tears and throwing up, you know. We've got the eye on the prize and determination on this one.
Yeah, it seems like the focus is very much there for sure, and it just seems like the MMA base just pays such dividends for like MMA guys crossing over into the sport. Like, I've talked to different bare knuckle fighters who, like, they'll be fighting someone who most of their experience is under Queensbury rules, and like they'll grab the back of their neck, and you can just tell like the muscle memory isn't there, almost like the competitive familiarity of someone just kind of grabbing the back of your neck. Yeah, and
dirty wrestling, you know, I'm gonna really try to implement that.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like you've been able to get in some great work over the years at Ohio Fitness and martial arts. Like, would you say that's the primary space you've honed your skills at over the years? It seems like it's a space you've been at for a good while.
Absolutely, yeah. Scott Sheely and Peyton Rose is, you know, I'm kind of like their Frankenstein. You know, those two have kind of created me and turned me into the monster and animal that I am today.
Yeah, no, it's just cool, man. I mean, I was seeing you had 10-year challenge there, where it was almost like you were still training from the same space, which is kind of why I asked. But it was, yeah, it was just sort of an interesting, yeah, no, it's just an interesting one though, where, yeah, I was just talking about like just how much it was like a life-changing thing for you, just like losing like 60 some odd pounds, and then apparently you lost another like 60 to 70 pounds and whatnot. So yeah,
I've lost about 100 completely. Like, when I get down to fight weight, it's where I'm 100, because I was up to 365 when I first joined the gym, and it definitely, you know, fighting changed my life and saved my life truly. And even today, you know, that's why the year layoff kind of, you know, about 6 months you start going crazy as a fighter, you know, like, what am I doing this for? Why am I still? Because when I'm not in fight camp, I'm in fight camp. You know, I'm still pushing myself to throw up on random Thursday nights, you know, and just stuff like that. You got to, you know, when you want to be the best, you gotta push yourself to be the best.
And yeah, I mean, that
best limits.
Yeah, I was gonna say that Superman nickname shining through, and even just losing the weight there, I mean, that's kind of crazy.
The Superman nickname definitely was something that the early amateur career, you know, the family and all that, the whole family showed up one night wearing Superman like shirts. And just because they knew I was wearing a tank top to walk out in, and then that's kind of where the name, you know, just it formed from there and stuck. But I've been trying to get away from it, but it's one of those things, if it sticks, it sticks.
So you're trying to find another moniker almost?
I don't know. I don't really care about a nickname anymore, you know, just as long as they know Paul Schall, you know, that's what's important. You know, Connor does have Notorious, but, you know, he doesn't, you know. You know, Mike Perry is Mike Perry. You know, he is Platinum, but you know Mike Perry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a household. Paul Schall, you know, is a household name. That's the goal, baby. Gives me goosebumps.
I guess just
Mike Perry, you know, is definitely with Leonardo Perdomo's boxing credentials, you know, his 189 amateur boxing matches, definitely is something that, you know, I heard, and you got to look into, you know, you have to know. I'm definitely, you know, we're going to have a fight Thursday night, but that's one of those things. Mike Perry's proven it over and over that as long as you got that dog in you, that dog can perform, and, you know, let's fight.
And you touched on it very well there. Like, it seems like as much as both of you guys have that 1-0 BKFC record so far, like, your background is more MMA, and his seems to be more gloved boxing, and obviously it's a brand new sport at the end of the day, but does it almost, like, boil down to that in a certain sense? Like, maybe it would behoove you to, like, you know, fight at range, or fight rather, like, in the infighting and kind of have the close quarters, like, active clinch fighting, whereas it might behoove him to, like, fight at range and use more of a normative boxing approach, I guess?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think, you know, when it comes down to bare knuckle and boxing, they're completely two different sports. And same with, you know, MMA and boxing, or bare knuckle because of the wrestling sport. But with, you can turn it into more of a, you know, just dog fight than a normal what boxing match could be. And that's what I plan on doing.
And just curious to get your thoughts on being part of, well, you know, what's ultimately an inaugural event, just their first installment of the Prospect Series, and just kind of creating that framework where it's like whoever has the most impressive show out eventually gets that, like, regular, you know, main roster kind of contract. Like, does it feel cool to kind of be a part of, like, a kickoff event of this type?
It is pretty exciting. There was some confusion leading up to actually just this Thursday when I signed the contract and everything, but about what night we were actually going to be fighting, whether it was going to be Friday or Thursday. So I'm excited to be there, you know, and just represent, you know, the bare knuckle brand and all that, and especially for it being the first show. I hope we can bring some fireworks and, you know, get people watching and people excited about it. And I hope it, you know, it's a big bang.
Yeah, I would just think the framework would lend itself well to, I guess, like, what you bring to the table, just being that it's based on, like, who has, like, a big standout performance and they get, you know, the contract opportunity thereafter. Just being that you're a heavyweight and very, like, finish-centric from what I could tell, like, you would think that a formula, or rather a format like this would, you know, be right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, with the Prospect Series, too, you know, have a great performance. That means, you know, they'll invest in me. That's what I'm hoping. You know, I, like I said, I want to be a household name. I want to be going commercials and all of that. So that's kind of why I wanted to fight Calmus, you know, because I feel like he has everything I want. And, you know,
yeah, I mean, that would be an intriguing fight for sure. He's a very exciting fighter, but you had a very exciting fight against someone. I mean, it was albeit in gloved boxing, but I thought it was cool that you got to get in there with Alan Belcher at one point. I saw you had the post, like, talking about the beautiful violence you guys shared and how it was an honor, but at the same time, it's like...
It truly was, and just, that's another, I truly, how I said, you know, there's levels in the sport. Before my last bare knuckle fight, that fight was a leveling up, you know. Even though I lost, I leveled up that fight. You know, sharing two rounds with, I mean, he was the bare knuckle heavyweight champion of the world. So at this moment, you know, in time, he was the best heavyweight on the planet, or close to, you know, up there at least. And I, you know, I shared, I think, 2.5 rounds with him. And he did drop me 3 times, but in Mississippi rules, it was because, you know, the 3-knockdown rule. But he didn't knock me out. He just knocked me down. So that's where the level up, you know, and I know what I got to do to get to that level, and I've been doing it, and I hope it shows. And also, I got a new job in December. I started working for Dinger's Furniture in Belle Fountain, and I deliver furniture throughout the week, and, you know, picking up couches and washers and dryers every day. My body's changed a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, to the point of the Belcher fight too, like, it seems like a fight that you could see happening down the line too. Like, you're like, oh, let me get a few more fist fights under my belt, and I believe one day we'll run it back without gloves. So definitely interesting.
Absolutely. Yes, that's especially with him winning the title, you know, as soon as I was 1-0, you know, like, let's get three more, let's get 4-0, and we're calling out Belcher, like, let's get that belt, like, I want that back, that's the goal. I want, you know, a run, let's finish Leonardo, and then give me someone else, and let's get that belt, or at least get it, you know, to scrap for it, because I've already fought the best, so.
Yeah, and it could work out too, because I mean, I felt like a few times throughout this chat, you've been talking about like, oh, it's been a while since I got out there to fight. I've been getting a little antsy. Like, if you get your ideal outcome here and secure that contract, one would imagine they'd be, you know, getting you to work right away. So is that kind of another cool part of this potentially, whereby you could have that like strength of schedule you want? And yeah,
honestly, if you know, let's say Thursday night goes absolutely, you know, a dream. I land, you know, a beautiful right hand. He runs into it, falls down, doesn't get back up. And I leave that, you know, the squared circle unscathed. I'd be down to fight Friday night. If, you know, if that's a thing. Like, if there's a heavyweight in the audience that wants to scrap, let's fucking do it, you know. Let's do it Friday night. I want to be on both shows. Let's go.
That'd be pretty cool. Make a little bare knuckle history there almost. Well, I mean, I guess in BKB, they have like the one night tournament sometimes, but I feel like you don't see that as much domestically in North America.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know the one UFC fighter just did the, you know, back to back weeks or something like that, but, you know, back to back nights, that'd be pretty awesome. And going from the Prospect Series back to the big show, you know, I'm pretty sure the Prospect Series is going to be a big show, but, you know, it didn't feel like a de-promotion, but it definitely kind of felt like, oh man, I thought I already proved that, you know, I deserve to be on a big show, because I felt like my first fight was definitely a great performance, and I did everything perfect, and hopefully I do the exact same.
Yeah, I get the sentiment you're saying, man. I feel like Prospect Series is like a good show in its own regard, but I mean, the BKFC heavyweight division seems like one of those weight categories they've like been really putting a lot into, so I get why you would want to, like, you know, vault up there and kind of mix it up with those guys too. So I get what you're saying.
Absolutely. Especially with already, you know, I've like we said, I've been in the ring with Belcher, so I feel like I deserve the, you know, I especially with being 1-0 now, I'm ready to mix it up. That's why, you know, Calmus, and let's go with Leonardo, like, let's go. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think anyone that's been following what you've been doing is excited too, and very much shares in that sentiment, man, and very much looking forward to this fight on August 24th, but just in being mindful of your time, man, I'm curious if maybe there's like a final parting thought you'd want to add as we're sort of wrapping up here, Ryan.
What was that? Sorry, my phone cut out on me.
Oh, no worries. I was just wondering if there's like any final parting thought you might want to add as we're sort of wrapping up.
I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited, you know, to show the world how great I am, truly, and how hard I've been working.
Yeah, very excited to see that in this next fight against Leonardo Perdomo, and BKFC Prospect Series 1 should be a great kickoff for, you know, this dynamic and everything like that, and just, yeah, I love seeing the Prospect Series dynamics, and kind of articulates the growth of bare knuckle overall, the fact that this circuit exists now. And, you know, like I was saying before, definitely excited for August 24th, man. But until then, you have a good rest of your day. And yeah, thanks so much for the time.
I actually had one more that's with the Prospect Series too. My corner man, Peyton Rose, I plan on, you know, as long as everything goes well Thursday night, I want to introduce him to Dave Feldman and Nate Shook, and see if, you know, we can open that door to get him on the next one. That's another goal as well. So.
Well, that's a cool thing to mention too, because as much as you're looking to grow in what you're doing, you're also looking out for others and their growth. So I love to hear that.
I mean, we've been, like I said before, I'm his Frankenstein, and you know, he has to battle his creation every time we spar, you know. So yeah. I mean, he's truly at the same level I am, and I think he could do great things in the sport of bare knuckle. So I really hope to get him in.
Yeah, well, exciting possibilities seemingly abounding here. And yeah, definitely excited for when all this goes down later in the week. And just even in saying that, thank you for making the time to, you know, talk so close to the fight, just with it being fight week and all. So yeah, thanks so much, man. And yeah, you have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
You too, man. Thank you so much.